Would you identify yourself, please, sir?
Danny Sure.
Danny Sure. So this is good. So now we know it's Sure.
Right.
So it's like Sure as in for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Like totally.
Completely, for sure.
You could change your name to Danny Totally.
Yeah, that might have a sort of pop ring to it, yeah.
Danny Totally. That was Danny Totally and his new song, I'm Totally There For You. Now, were you born in Rockland County?
Well, actually Westchester, Mount Vernon, so other side of the river.
The other side of the Hudson.
Right. I was about four, and but I went through all those schools in Rockland County.
I went through all my
grade school. Et
How
cetera.
Many did you get thrown out of? It's like I went through all the school. I got thrown out of six.
Yeah,
of them.
That would have been quite an accomplishment. But yeah, just the regular amount.
You were part of a scene described as the anti-folk scene.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So my, how things have changed since Dylan's days at Max's. Tell me about that scene.
Well, do you know Latch? Latch?
No, this is what you're going to tell me all about.
Okay, he was actually from Rockland County also, and he was in a band in Rockland called Proper Id.
Okay.
You know, spelled like, obviously, proper
yes,
ID,
proper,
which is pretty good.
I get it.
Yeah. So, but his big story was that he tried to get booked in all the local like West Village clubs, and they just threw him out. Said you're too noisy, you're too jarring, or something. So he decided he was going to be anti-folk, and so he sort of created a scene around being like not quite fitting in, being a little too like rough around the edges.
I love it.
Yeah, and being more like punk rock with folk.
But then, when you left for the Bay Area, a member of that scene documented your leaving and got a UK record release out of it. You've got a song written about you.
Yeah, that was quite funny to find out. And he actually incorporated a couple of songs that I wrote, sort of made allusions to them in his song.
Now, what prompted the move to San Francisco? I mean, it's not an easy town to make music in. Everyone here usually tries their luck in New York, where you came from.
Like in New York, I felt like you had to be sort of like outrageous in a punk rock, like obnoxious way. And here it's like, I felt like more like you had to do something, like you had to wear costumes or something like that. And I'm just like, neither.
Pretend you're really part of the Summer of Love.
Yeah, or like wear like some big puppet thing with like some scuba diving mask or, I don't know. And I guess it's probably similar concept in a way, just like outrageousness.
Then the movie folks called.
Yeah, that was...
He said asking you to recount the girl next door story here.
Oh, well, yeah, that was kind of... That, again, going back to my friend Tim, who was in the original band Chappaquiddick, he's been doing stuff in the music industry for basically since that time. And through like somebody that he knew, he was working for Ben Folds' manager, Ben Folds 5's manager, and... he met this guy named Kevin Rudolph, who formed a band called Binocular, and Tim gave this guy Kevin, I don't know if I'm losing the story here, but he gave him a copy of my song Maybe You're Gone. Kevin recorded it, made the rounds. Kevin put it on his demo, which got shopped around, and one of the guys who heard it ended up working on this movie and put it in the end credits as the main end credits song.
So that's a cool thing.
That was really cool. That's
certainly a great opportunity.
For sure.
The more you can get your tracks in movies, you want, let's face it, we hate to admit it in this quarters, you want your tracks on the OC.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's no longer on hip, really, to say that, right?
Well, the amount of time between being like, super underground and being on the OC is like 5 minutes these days anyway.
It really
so what
is.
Are you going to do? I mean,
yeah, I know. The whole indie, like we're indie, but in the end, there they are, they're the Flaming Lips.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, to me, it's the difference between like who's on the Grammys and everybody else or something like that. I don't know.
But then look who won the alternative award on the Grammys this year. Gnarls Barkley.
Oh, that's... I didn't even realize that.
They won the alternative rock award. Wow. And I don't consider them... I consider them incredibly slick. I mean, that was the song of the summer. There was no format that Crazy didn't go on.
Wow.
So I'm not sure that I,
Yeah, it's... Everything, well, yeah, and another case in point, and the oddest thing is I met this guy a week after I moved here just on a whim as Elliot Smith. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, of course, heavily.
And like I happened to meet him like right after he got back from L.A. from signing the Good Will Hunting thing, and I was telling him, like, I would love to have a song, and some people have told me my songs should be in some kind of like John Hughes kind of movie.
Right.
And then he actually had a song in that same movie, The Girl Next Door, which was kind of what sold me on doing it immediately, finding out about that.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Elliot had a troubled life.
Yeah, yeah, it's sad. It's hard for me to listen to his stuff anymore.
It's hard for anybody to every time someone comes on who's known him really well. It's a pretty sad sort of thing. Okay, so now there's this new record, Richmond Special,
right?
And it reminds me a lot of the people that you and I share an affinity for, which of course means I like it. Tell me a little bit about the record itself in terms of, I think the first thing I want to ask you is, you know, have you been serving as the marketing manager on the CD or is the record company doing their job of getting it in the right hands?
I'd have to say this is kind of a DIY record label, so I've been doing quite a bit.
Yeah, I went to kind of look them up and I wasn't quite sure of what the story was there,
right?
Because I don't know much about Last Stop Records.
Right, it's a local DIY, it's a do-it-yourself label, pretty much. Like Alex, my friend Alex, who runs it, records people, puts them out on his label. It's a community of people support each other's.
Yeah,
music.
So does he have? Because he was your mixer too. So was that by your choice?
Yeah, yeah. He's. I mean, you know. I didn't like, you know, I thought like, hey, let's just get this thing done. But he's really good at everything that he does on this, so I was really happy to work with him. Basically, I've been writing songs since, you know, for like, you know, 15, 20 years. And I just wanted to capture the best versions of all those songs. And since that movie placement happened a couple years ago, I've been writing a bunch of new songs, wanted to capture all that stuff. So it was sort of like the best from some older stuff.
Right.
And just like, basically, I just wanted to pick the best songs. And I didn't think beforehand a lot about like, oh, this one's like this style, this one's this style. And I was a little concerned because there's like, there's a lot of different things going on this album. Like there's some semi-country-ish stuff.
Right.
And there's some like more like border, you know, there's some borderline hard rock at a few moments at least. So I was, and some like folk finger-picking acoustic and some like straight-ahead power pop stuff. So I just wanted it all to sound good, and I just didn't really have a big picture. I just kind of like went with, I want to make these songs sound good, and if it fits together, that's organically, that's wonderful.
So did it make the sequencing tricky stuff because of the mix, that this was kind of a, you know, a salad of different, you know, lettuces that you've had over the years?
Yeah, some croutons and
some croutons in the mix.
Yeah, a few croutons, but But it did ultimately. It did seem kind of to fit together in a way that I wasn't expecting. It sort of did take on a life of its own, which I was really happy about because I was hoping that would happen. It's good enough for me in terms of the like combination hanging together.
Did you want to associate yourself as a San Francisco artist? Hence the name of the record.
Yeah, kind of, and there's a couple of songs which do have some references to the Richmond. Like there's like the song "Don't Know Why." I talk about like the ruins standing by the sea, which is and there's a sort of like actually like I know Mark Kozelek, he's got some like Great Highway references, and I think that part of the city does have sort of a romantic, foggy quality to it, maybe. You know, mystical even at times. I don't know, that's maybe getting carried away, but and I just, you know, I kind of like tying into that whole thing.
What was the first record you remember buying?
Oh, you really? Today's Greatest Hits. It was advertised on TV.
Ooh, so what was on? So was that like a KTEL or a Ronco?
No,
or?
It was like it was below that. It was more like, it was below Ronco. It was like really tacky because what they did is they...
Oh, were these re-sung tunes?
It was $3.99 and they redid all the songs and I was so upset when
I got
this.
Wow, so what songs did they redo badly?
I think they did like Rock Your Boat, Don't Rock the Boat.
Yeah, Hughes Corporation. Yeah.
I remember that. Maybe they did...
Boy, considering the original is the original, that's...
I think I heard that one and I was so pissed off. I just like couldn't take the rest of it.
So what was the second record you bought after learning that lesson?
I think it was Elton John's Greatest Hits.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All these years as a musician, what's your day job been?
Well, it's varied a lot as you might expect, but I've done a lot of I've done a lot of different things, like a lot of just like general like flunky office work and I've done some. I was an English teacher for a short time. That was just like not good for music. I had no time to for anything. And lately, I've been actually working with people with developmental disabilities.
You've got this on a local DIY label. Is it your hope that you're going to play out and that, you know, Network Recordings or whoever it is going to come along and say, hey, Danny, you know what? We want to just, you know, mix this up a little more and slick it up and put it on a major label. What would your reaction be to that?
Well, I'd have to really see what the deal was. I you know, after working all this, working all these years for other people, I started thinking about it. I was like, do I really want, I mean, you know, record companies, I'm sure there's some fantastic ones out there, some fantastic people to work with. But for the immediate future, I kind of like being my quote unquote own boss.
So we have a little secret and we call it a musical sandwich.
Right.
And what that is,
I did some homework.
This is dangerous because you've been to the site. Most bands I can get away with, it's a big surprise.
Okay.
So you want to tell me what it is? You know what it is.
Well, yeah, it's your songs at the beginning and the end with some other artists in the middle.
Two of your songs is the bread and others in between.
As the meat.
Yeah, so I know you're going to do a couple of songs live, so that can be your... Now, you can also say, I want a club sandwich if you want one of the pre-recorded.
Yeah, I think a club sandwich might be nice.
He's demanding already.
Yeah, yes.
Well, all right, so go for it.
Well, I definitely want to hear Jason and the Scorchers, Shop It Around.
Okay.
I guess Across 110th Street by Bobby Womack.
Oh, you know, now did you hear that originally or did you hear that on the soundtrack of Jackie Brown?
Bingo. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Got some other ideas. There's this band Frisbee.
Okay.
From Chicago, who I was just so into. They have this song called Momentito.
Okay.
Which is really cool.
I'm sure I can find it.
Actually, I don't know if you'd... my wife is a musician also. She's got a CD on Last Stop. She's got this great song called Slight Fever.
You send me the MP3, and if you request it, I have to play it.
Okay, cool.
These are the rules.
Okay, that's cool.
Yep, these are the rules. I have to play what you ask me for.
Let's see. Pernice Brothers.
Go ahead.
Bright Side. There's this other band I really love. This song of theirs called Poconos. It's this band called Maplewood.
It's a new one on me, but we'll dig it up.
Yeah. There's Judy Sill.
Mm-hmm.
How about Crayon Angels?
Okay.
And Raspberries, Let's Pretend. Yeah, I mean, this one, I can't find this. This probably costs like a few hundred dollars to find this.
Here we go.
But it's this song called City Slang by the Sonics Rendezvous Band. This one might be... this band called Dodge Main covered it, but it's this awesome song Fred Smith... wrote
Fred Sonic Smith?
Yeah, Fred Sonic Smith. It's fantastic. It's like, to me, it's like one of the best like 5 or 10 like rock songs like ever written.
Well, thank you.